and you enjoy it. Don't forget, our Christmas play is December 22nd. Come praying. Already make your family promise. One of the big mistakes people make is they don't plan nothing, don't plan ahead. The devil will give them something to do. So make them all promise to be here on that day. Don't mess around and wait till the day before you plan something. Tell them way ahead of time. Mark it down on the calendar so they know what you're doing in your life. And it ain't just up and down and haphazard and maybe it will, maybe it won't. Set some dates and do something for the glory of God. We're going to go street preaching, Lord willing, and Christmas caroling as it gets new. There's a big, nice new shopping center right over there that needs some caroling. Don't y'all agree? Wouldn't it be a blessing to see some carolers out there celebrating the opening of our new shopping center over there? Breaking it in right. And a little word of testimony in between each song. That'd be a blessing. Okay, three carolers ready?
Talking in Sunday school about his son, and when Bryson was not even a month old yet, he had an enlarged heart and he was in the hospital. And I'm so glad that Jesus baptized
me. Amen.
And there's nothing like feeling like you're going to lose a child. And I'm telling you, my mom called and said that y'all had an altar prayer for him. And you don't know what kind of encouragement that was.
Amen.
I had a peace. I just felt like the Lord was going to touch him. And he did. And
hallelujah.
I'm so glad that he's so good.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad Jesus passed by when you get saved. He can pass by when you're having problems. He can pass by when you're sick. He can pass by when you're discouraged. If you'll let him, he'll pass by you today. All right, let's get our Bibles open now. We're going to get our Bibles open this morning. All right, now, I had a preacher. I told a preacher what I preached on the other Sunday, and he said, "You preached that on Sunday morning?" And I said, "Yeah, that's not a Sunday morning sermon, but we got so many people that lay out on Sunday night that I have to preach Sunday night sermons on Sunday morning sometimes, so it's not my fault. It's yours." And but we're going to preach something this morning that would normally be a Sunday night sermon. And I'm going to need your attention because you've never heard me preach what I'm going to preach today. And I just about guarantee you, you've never heard a sermon on this. One of the things that we advertise, our radio program is called Bible Preaching. You are going to hear this morning how far removed the average church and preacher and Christian is from the Bible. What I'm going to preach this morning is so controversial that 90% of the world don't believe it, and most of you will have a hard time swallowing it. Even though I'm going to show it to you in the Bible, you're still going to have a problem with it. Because we have been conditioned to think that God only has one attribute, and that's love. God, even though personally I believe love is His greatest attribute, has many attributes. God is a God of joy. God is a God of mercy, grace, kindness, provision. All these are attributes of God. The world has a major problem with saying God is anything but love. Because the Bible says God is love. So love evidently is His strong attribute. Now, I want to tell you how this message got started. Now, I'm going to do a little bit different than I normally do, so I need you to listen to me. This is going to seem a little bit more like teaching than preaching, but I'll try to let the Lord have His way. I was playing ball in the gym over here several months ago. This little boy about that high came in. Me and him started playing ball together. And he was talking and yakking and running at the mouth and wanting to shoot, play me in around the world, 21, stuff like that. And he had on a big, long T-shirt that came down to here. And it had haters on it in big letter. Haters. And it said something like, "Haters gonna hate." Stuff like that. And I asked him, I said, "Do you hate people?" He said, "No, man, haters going to hate." And I said, "Do you hate haters?" I believe people that wear shirts like that hate haters. And if we deserve to be loved, haters should be loved too, right? Ain't that what you believe? Tolerance? They're tolerant of everybody that agrees with them and intolerant of everybody that don't agree with them. You know what aggravates the fire out of people about me? I make people be fair. And people don't want to be fair. I force you into looking at it fair and square. And people don't like that. All the trouble I've been has tuned my senses to the point where I can make something fair. So if you accuse somebody of being a hater, you ought to love them, right? Or you're a hypocrite. Practice what you preach, big boy. Love them haters. Listen how quiet it is in here. Now, so I got thinking about that and I looked in the Bible. And did you know that it's in the Bible? Now, I understand what this hater business, hater going to hate, thief going to steal, cheater going to cheat, killer going to kill. I'm rapping already right now. I understand where they're coming from. What they're trying to do is make a racial argument and saying something about hate. Now,
it is wrong to hate anybody because or their race or ethnic origin, right? That's wrong. That's a sin. There's a lot of stuff going on in New York, New Jersey right now. There's a new fad among gangs where people, you've seen these guys, it's on TV, CNN won't report it because they're prejudiced, and they're just going up and just knocking people out that are Jews on the street. And they're talking, you haven't heard, that's the latest craze. You just be walking down the street in New York, in New Jersey, somebody just comes up and just knocks, and it shows them hitting the deck, hitting the concrete, and laying there knocked out. Attack just because they're Jewish. That's called anti-Semitism, Semitic, anti-Semitic. Hating somebody because they're a Jew. That's wrong, and that's a sin. It's wrong for a white person to hate an Asian person. It's wrong for an Asian person to hate a white person just because they're white. It's wrong for an Asian person to hate a black person just because they're black, right? That's a sin. That's wrong. It's wrong for a black person to hate a white person just because they're white. I hate white people. You're a racist. You are a racist if you hate somebody or don't like them just because of the color of their skin or their background. You can't do that. God, that's not right. God loves every person in this world the very same. But let's look in the Bible and see who the real haters are. It's in there twice. You'll learn something. Take us to work with you this week and start a discussion. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 81, verse 15. Psalm 81, verse 15. I'm going to show you something here in the Bible. As soon as you get that, grab Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. The word hate is 86 times in the Bible. The word hated is 58 times in the Bible. The word hateful is 3 times in the Bible. The word hatefully is 1 time in the Bible. Hatest is 6 times in the Bible. Hateth is 30 times in the Bible. And haters are 2 times in the Bible, making a total of 186 times the Bible talks about hate. Let's understand what that is. What the world says this morning is that the definition of a hater is a phrase used to acknowledge individual superiority in the face of negative external accusations. What does that mean? It's a phrase used to acknowledge individual superiority in the face of negative external accusation. That means if you don't like me, I'm going to call you a hater to show I'm a superior to you. That's what that means. Now, let's look at what the Bible says. We'll see the real haters this morning. Psalm 81, verse 15. Psalm 81, 15. You won't see it in your Bible? You'll learn something here. All right? The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto Him, but their times have endured forever. Here it says they're haters. Who do they hate? You tell me. Let's say it again. Who do they hate? You tell me. That's right. The haters of the Lord. So there's the first time the word hater is mentioned in the Bible. They hate the Lord. They hate the Lord. Now, look in Romans chapter 1. Wouldn't you know it? The other time in the Bible that we're talking about haters, and it's talking about hating God, is in Romans chapter 1 of all places. If you know anything about Romans chapter 1, that's very, very enlightening. That the chapter in the Bible that best describes our generation talks about this. Romans chapter 1 and verse 30. Look at Romans chapter 1 and verse 30. All these sins, you know, God give them over to reprobate mind for. Look at verse 30. Backbiters, haters of God. The Bible don't say nothing about me hating you or you hating me. It talks about people hating God. Haters are, hey, I'm going to get me a shirt and put it up here. Haters going to hate. You ought to love Jesus. You shouldn't hate Him. You ought to love Him. Amen. Killer going to kill. Liar going to lie. Cheater going to cheat. Wicked people going to hate the Lord. I saw a bumper sticker one day. I'm going to give you some more bumper stickers in a minute. I saw a bumper sticker and it said, "Sorry I missed church Sunday. I was learning how to be a witch and being a lesbian," on the back of a car. That is a hater of God. What we ought to be upset about, what the news media ought to put on the news, is it's amazing the people that hate God. Now, I want to say something this morning. I'm going to give you some more thoughts. I don't have an outline, just thoughts this morning. A lot of people are surprised to find out that God hates. One of God's attributes is hate. You say God don't hate anything or anybody. You are very wrong. I'll show you in the Bible. When you leave here this morning, you're going to be forced into saying, I still think, or that's what the Bible says, and I believe it. I don't know about you, but I'm in submission to the Bible. It don't matter what I think. It don't matter how I was taught. It don't matter what your grandma dreamed. I am in submission to this book right here. And brother, what this book says, as far as old brother Danny's concerned, you can take it to the bank. It's settled forever in heaven, and not one word of that book will ever fail. I stand on what this book says this morning. What I'm going to say this morning could get me killed in a lot of places. It really could. I know this on the internet, and this internet business is getting ridiculous. I mean, they got me on one video preaching somewhere when they had over 100,000 people preaching. And I watch it, and I preached on hell the last 10 minutes. There ain't no telling what's going to happen. Ain't no telling who's liable to bust through these doors one of these days. And I'm not trying to sound dramatic. I'm just saying we're living in a day when you could be killed for what we believe here at this church. But I'm telling you, the God of this book, the God of this Bible, is the one that's took me through all my trouble and all my burdens and all my hard times. And I'll not turn my back on Him now. He's been good to me. His Word is true. And I'm going to say what this Bible says. The Bible talks about God being, hey, let me hear what the Bible says. Deuteronomy 32:41. The Bible said God will reward them to their face that hate Him. Psalm 18:40. He said that I might destroy them that hate me. Psalm 21:8. Shall find out those that hate thee. Psalm 139:21. David said this, I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee. You wouldn't do that, would you? Listen, Psalm 139:22. I hated them with perfect hatred. It don't matter how, listen, you know what David said? He said, Lord, I hate people that hate you. You say, well, we're supposed to love everybody. He didn't say he didn't love them. We are supposed to love everybody. But we have a perfect hatred for sin and people who do not love Jesus Christ. Let me show you another verse. You won't see another. Let's go back to the Old Testament. Take your Bible. I've done lost some of you back down the road there a little bit. And I have not said one word that's not in this book. 2 Chronicles 19. 2 Chronicles chapter number 19. Turn in your Bible there. And you ain't going to agree with this, but I do because it's in the Bible. And you'll leave here with nothing to stand on. And I'll leave here standing on the Bible. 2 Chronicles 19 and verse number 2. Verse number 2. This is about rock music. This is about rap music. This is about comedians who stand up and cuss. This is about people who take God's name in vain. This is about people who have radio talk show hosts. This is about people who... Look here. 2 Chronicles 19:2. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore wrath is upon thee. Do you know, kids, it is wrong for you to love people that hate the Lord? Do you understand that? Did you know that people out there in the world literally hate the Lord? Did you know that Madonna comes out and sings a song called Like a Virgin? They say her favorite two songs is Like a Virgin, a Prayer, Like a Virgin, Like a Prayer. She don't know nothing about either one of them two subjects. Amen? That's right, Brother Danny, preach it. Shakira comes out and she says that God is a malign, hypocritical, selfish thug. I said, Shakira said God was a selfish thug. Shouldest thou love them that hate the Lord? You know, I'll give you something else here in just a minute. Lady Gaga said, My concert is a religious experience. And one of her best songs is Being in Love with Judas. And so I'm still in love with Judas, baby. I'm still in love with Judas, baby. I'm still in love with Judas, baby. Now, if you love Jesus Christ, somebody singing a song about loving the man who betrayed him ought to bother you. You should not love somebody who hates him. Wears upside down crosses. Like Kesha, I'll get to her in just a minute. Like statesmen and congressmen. You say, well, Brother Danny, they're just, I don't care how funny they are. I don't care how good looking they are. I don't know how cute they are. Brother, when they start cussing the Lord, I'm going the other way. Say amen right there. I knew a girl one time, lady, she was near 25, 6 years old, who was in love with George Clooney. She thought George Clooney was the best looking man that's ever been in the world. Oh, he's so good looking. He was so handsome. He was all that. And then George Clooney made this movie, I don't know what the name of it was, when he was really blasphemous. And he was really wicked. And it mocked God and everything. I don't know what it was. And she said, from then on, I have no use for him. She said, he don't look good to me no more. I don't care about him no more. You know what I call that? That's a Christian girl. She wasn't really wicked for thinking he's good looking. I guess he is good looking if you're a girl. But when somebody trashes the Lord and goes against God, suddenly to a Christian, they ought to lose their appeal. Amen. Katy Perry was raised a Christian and said she sold her soul to the devil. When you sell your soul to the devil, young people, what you're saying, you're a hater. You hate the God that made you, selling out to his enemy. The Rolling Stones, many years ago, made that album called Satanic Majesty Request and made a song called Sympathy for the Devil. Sympathy for the Devil. Here's what the Bible said. Psalm 97:10, ye that love the Lord, hate evil. That's what it said. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. Let me give you some bumper stickers. Some bumper stickers that are on cars now. Drive carefully. There's no heaven. Another one. I've read the Bible. That's why I'm an atheist. Here's another one. Worship me or I'll torture you forever. Have a nice day, God. Here's another one. Atheist because I don't believe in fairy tales. Here's another one. Not smart enough for science? Try religion. Here's another one. For God so loved the world that he sent Darwin to explain it. I'm like that old cowboy said, I'm fighting words, partner. Yeah. Amen? I mean, we are such a sissified generation of Christians. Some of you have sat at work and let them fill your head with garbage all day long. Well, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to complain. I'm not saying being a smart aleck. I'm not saying, but Lord have mercy. Listen, that's our Savior they're mocking every day. When I seen that bumper sticker on that car, I put a track on the windshield. Amen, brother. Amen. Old Dax, they're in Florida right now. They're going to church today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Every day this week they got church. And I thank God for it in Gainesville, Florida. Carrie called me the other day. She said, Daddy, you got to help me here. I said, what's wrong? See, Dax is now 7 years old. And he is a spiritual little guy. He really is. Some of y'all think all he thinks about is motorcycle, but I'm telling you, he watches and let me tell you what he said. Come home the other day, and he said, Mama, did you know that the Pilgrims had 187 barrels of beer on the Mayflower? She called me and said, what is this? You know what I told her? She said, Daddy, she sent me a text, said, why did the Pilgrims come to America? I said, to get out from under a state church and come over here and worship God according to their own freedom, the dictates of their heart. That's why. But you know they don't tell him that at school? Because he goes to a public school. That's the danger of having your child in a place that teaches opposite of what we believe. They probably did have all them barrels of beer on that Mayflower. I'm not saying they didn't, but they had unsaved people on there. They had workers. They had. Ain't no wonder they got lost wandering around the ocean for days. And you know, 97 bottles of beer on the wall, 97 bottles of beer. Ain't no wonder. But I'm going to tell you one thing. That ain't the purpose they came. They didn't come here to get drunk. They come here to, listen, here's what they don't tell them in school. When they saw land, Elder Brewster jumps up and says, "Land ho!" And then they quote the 100th Psalm and they get down on their knees. Did they tell him that? No. They told him he had beer on the boat. Now, there is an attempt being made by the people who teach the teachers to erase God. See, them hippies from the 60s are now the professors. And they can teach, well, we're teaching history. You can teach history and teach there were atheists all the way down through it and imply God had nothing to do with it. I bet they didn't teach him. They got down and said, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves." Dax didn't learn that at school. Race it out. The haters of God. The haters of God. You should teach history even if we come over here to worship frogs. That's why kids get your kids out of the public school system. Amen. They're teaching them. Do you know what else he said? He brought home this book. He's 7 years old. He brought home this book and says, "Mama, dinosaurs was here 5 million years ago." She said, "No, they wasn't." He said, "Well, why does my book say it is?" That's a good question, isn't it? He don't just let stuff go. Why does my book say it? Your book's wrong, honey. Why would we teach our kids to teach them something that's opposite of what we believe? Did you know there are dinosaur footprints right beside of a man's footprints in Glen Rose, Texas? Dinosaurs didn't live 5 million years ago. It's a bunch of baloney. That's a lie from the devil to make our kids believe in evolution. You say, "I don't believe it." There's where we're going, brother. You're either going to believe this book or you're going to believe what the world says about this book, and you ain't going to have a choice in the near future. Hate or going to hate. I hate the Lord. Here's a bumper sticker for you. T-shirt. God hates facts. Here's another one. Science flies people to the moon. Religion flies them into buildings. Hate or gonna hate? You want me to say that again? Science flies people to the moon. Religion flies people into buildings. You know why some of y'all are so uncomfortable right now? Because I'm forcing you to realize the war that we're in over our God and our Bible that we're in. And you people that are just playing church, you're going to get caught up with. You're all smiles and you're all with us. You go to work and don't even mention God. Oh, guess what else did he say? He said, "Mama, my teacher didn't bow her head and ask a blessing before she ate." He thinks that's the biggest sin in the world. I do too. It's Thanksgiving, people. He was going, "She didn't bow her head." You say, "What's wrong?" Hater. Haters of God should have submitted themselves unto Him. Yeah, Anton LaVey, Aleister Crowley said, "Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law." You know, I got a kick out of that the other day. I was studying some stuff. I was going to do it at winter camp. And as Aleister Crowley said, "Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law." And Jay-Z and all them guys wire that on their shirt. Isn't it odd that the worst Satanist that's ever lived and the man they call the beast, the wickedest man on earth, when he wants to really be enforced what he believes, has to use King James English to do it? Do what thou wilt shall be thy whole life. Sound like he's got a quote in a Bible verse, don't it? Oh boy, that old book's got power, don't it? That book's got so much power that when the devil wants people to look at him, he'll quote it and say, do what thou wilt. Who talks like that in the hood out in California? You meet many people in downtown Brooklyn, New York that said, do what thou wilt? No. Devil knows where the power is. That's why when they cuss Jesus. They don't cuss Muhammad. They don't say Buddha blanket. They don't miss a shot in basketball and say, Muhammad! Them haters. My teacher didn't ask the blessing, Mama. She said, Daddy, I'm this close to jerking them out. I said, you'll jerk them out. Just keep it going. You'll jerk them out. Eventually, or compromise one. Eventually. You know what old Keisha does? She wears a pentagram earring about this big. A pentagram is a satanic symbol where the priest stands in the center of the pentagram to conjure up power from Satan and demonic spirits. Wears it that big. Performs in the pentagram. Wears an upside down cross. And it shows her in a video drinking her own bodily excrements. Everybody is inherently religious. Everybody in this world is religious. You hear people say, I'm not a religious person. They mean, I don't go to church. They are religious. Everybody's got a God. Everybody, you know, the Humane Society. All these, adopt this little dog. Oh, this little dog was found on the side of the road. One of his ears was cut off, and we bandaged him up and poured a little one ear. That's his name, one ear. Oh, one ear, he's a good dog now, and this fine family adopted. Now, look, that's okay. You know what they're doing? That's a substitute for a religion. That's a substitute for being in the bus ministry. They have something in them that wants to help. And we're all like that. We got something in it that has compassion. And I don't believe you ought to be mean to animals. I can't even stand and hit a squirrel, man. I about wrecked keep hitting a squirrel. But listen, an animal is an animal, and they don't have a soul. Your little dog ain't in heaven. He's in dog hell. No, I'm just kidding. No, he ain't. He ain't in heaven or hell. Dogs don't have a soul. Teacher tried to tell a little boy one time, his little dog got run over, and he said, my dog got run over. She said, that's okay, son. Your little dog is up in heaven with God. He said, what's God want with a dead dog? That's a good question, isn't it? That's a good question. One little kid goes ahead, a dog laying in the road, and he said, oh no, my dog got killed. She said, that's all right, honey. Your little dog went to heaven. He said, well, what did he do? Throw him back down here? I'm going to give you a couple more things, and I'm going to be done. This may be the worst sermon I've ever preached. Here's what God hates. You know God hates some things. Bible says God hates a proud look. He hates it. Walking around thinking you're better than other people and you're something and you're special. God hates that. Ladies, when you walk into work, do you walk in like, here I am. I worked for 2 hours to look like this. God hates that. He hates that. What if they smelled you last night? God hates a lying tongue. You know what God hates? He hates a lying tongue. You know God hates your tongue if you're a liar. Liar gonna lie. Liar gonna lie. You lie to your husband. You lie to your family. You lie to your mama. You lie to your dad. Just a liar. Just a lying tongue. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. That means a doctor, abortionist, anybody that kills people that's innocent. God hates them hands. God hates feet that's swift and run into mischief. People, it's always getting into stuff. God hates false witness that speaketh lies. It didn't say he hated his way. It said he hated him. It said he that soweth discord among brethren. God hates him. You say God hates that person? That's what it said. You say, I thought God loved everybody. He does. You say, oh, you said God hated some people. He does. Well, how can he love them and hate them? Are you married? Case settled. You can love somebody and hate them. Amen? And you ever said, I just hate them. I love him, Mo. That's the way God is. That's an attribute of God. He can hate somebody and love them enough to die for them. Now, you know what I've done to you this morning? I have enlightened you. You're a whole lot smarter than people you work with after I just now got through. And some of you, you had a little sore spot and I poured salt in it. And you went, oh, that burns. What I said about the schools, that burns. But it's the truth. It's the truth. And haters gonna hate. Let me tell you about the good attributes of God. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's love far surpasses His hatred. He hates sin because sin destroys people, and He loves people. God loves you. God loves you this morning, but God will not give in to you if you're wrong. He will not. You got to go His way. He ain't going to go yours. Let's stand by His for prayer.